The timing was really driven by the fact we wanted to get this done before the combine, and then Blake wanted to get it done so he can go continue his work out west and be done with it, you know, so we know where we land with the rest of free agency. It's a good deal for us. For us, you look at our cap, our adjusted cap number, and it's less than 5% of our adjusted cap number. I feel like that's a good portion to put for your starting quarterback. And it allows us the financial flexibility to take care of other positions, which Blake made it clear that, hey, you know, he wants to try to keep this team together as much as possible. I thought he had a nice year. I know the one thing I know about him is he's mentally and physically as tough as they come. And for everything he's been through and the things that have been said about him, all the things that people say he can't do, he's just proven that he can do it, and he's done it, and he's taken the high road in every aspect. Well, they did a heck of a job, obviously. Mickey and Jeff there, and they really hit on their top three picks, and feel like that you know, that set them up for the success they had this year and in the future. Well, I think Leonard will take the bulk of those carries. Anytime you can have him on the field and keeping him healthy is key for us. TJ's got a niche. He does. He's a terrific pass catcher. He's a really good pass pro, and the combination of those two guys, as you saw throughout the year, we're going to need them both for a 16-game season. I think it's an individual kind of season. If the player warrants that type of pick, I think you'll see those guys go high. I think you saw it the year before us with Ezekiel and then with Leonard in our class. Well, I think the NFL is a little bit of a copycat league in some regards. I think sometimes people have a hard time thinking for themselves, so when they see somebody get some attention, sometimes they tend to follow that. But I think Blake handled himself extremely well after that. He took the high road, and I think as a team we were successful in those games too, so multiple games. So well, sure. That's a good question. I mean, this has been a four-year process for us. So we felt like when we first got here that it would be a 2 years building the offense, 2 years building the defense. And our first 2 years, we didn't spend a lot of money in those acquisitions. So when we got to this point that we could keep this team together, not only for this year but for the long haul, we'll also have to be cognizant of some guys that are coming up here, and Jalen and Miles and Yanni, you know, those guys are going to command some contracts if they continue to play at the level they're playing at. So we got to be careful of what we do this year, but also moving forward. So we're still in a really good cap situation. We can afford to be aggressive going into this free agency and try to finish off what we started. We do. Well, you know, Allen's a great kid, and, you know, there's a lot of things we like about him. We just got to make sure it's the right thing for the team. He did a nice job in his role, and he's kind of found a niche in that nickel corner spot. You know, the first year we played him outside a little bit, and I think once we moved him in the nickel, he's kind of redefined that position to a degree. Well, it started off slow. Obviously, he missed the first 8 games due to the injury. But as he came on, it wasn't too big for him. There was no point in time, even in the AFC Championship game, where you felt like, you know, he missed training camp, he missed the first 8 weeks of the season. But he made some plays, and he's got an incredible spirit, an incredible way of competing on the field. Well, he's playing really well at nickel. I think, you know, there's a lot. There's a handful of good nickel corners, and I think you put him up there with some of the better ones. Yeah, Alan's a fantastic leader. We got to kind of define his role going into this year and then figure it out from there. You know, nothing's been decided on that yet, so we'll look at that. Sure. Yeah, I think, you know, the narrative about him and the perception about him is much different. We based our decisions on facts. And if you look at him statistically through his first 4 years, you know, everyone said, well, he was doing it, but they weren't winning games. Now we're winning games, and I was like, well, the stats aren't what they should be. So all I've heard was that we can't have a winning season with him. We can't make the playoffs. We can't win the division. We're going to be one and done in the playoffs. And he's just proven them wrong on a lot of those bases, not just him, but the team. So this isn't he's not a placeholder. This wasn't a decision where he's going to be here for, you know, a year and we're going to be keeping our eyes out. We'll always look to upgrade our team everywhere, but this was a decision for the future of that this is a guy that can grow into the guy for a long term. You know, if it doesn't bother him, it doesn't bother me. So I think our teammates have shown what they think of him. I think throughout the playoffs and some of the post-game stuff after some of the wins, I think you guys have seen and heard from some of our best players on we go like he goes. So I think if anything, it's helped us in a lot of aspects. So in general or just the quarterback class? Or
in general, what stands
out? Well, I think – Sure. Well, I think there's numbers. I think there's more. There's a lot of volume. I mean, there's look at, you know, historically there might be two or three or four quarterbacks you think can play or come in and help a team where I think, you know, you're looking at 6 to 10 guys that can be drafted at some point in time. I think it's a good draft. I think, you know, the last couple of years we've been fortunate with our early picks and I think this year, you know, it'll be different for us because we're picking a little bit later in each round. So we have to have a little bit different strategy. But I think you can find, you know, starters in the first 2 to 3 rounds like we have in the past and some good depth after that. You know, we'll look at anything that presents it. If there's value there, I don't think, you know, we still have an opening at backup. You know, Chad's contract was up too, so we have to figure out there. So. The backup quarterback will be something we'll have to address, whether it's through the draft or through free agency. Yeah, so interesting for us, when we always looked at it, we said that would kind of be our final piece that you would add to it, you know, build the team, and then when you felt like that you were a playoff caliber team, maybe invest into a running back higher in a draft. It kind of just worked out that way for us. But the ability to play 16 games, you know, a guy like Leonard, he's 235 pounds, runs physical, but has been able to, you know, for the most part, stay healthy this year. He's had a couple things, but I think the ability to play 16 games is important. Yeah. Sure. Well, we have to look at a lot more players, that's for sure. But I think the fact of we're just looking at we're in the front of it's just really the first round that it affects. So now you're looking at the second, third, fourth round, like you're the front of the second round, front of the third round, front of the fourth round. Well. I thought we would really push for a playoff spot this year. I didn't know we'd go 4 minutes away from the Super Bowl, but that's a lot of credit to our coaching staff and our players, obviously. So we'll see. You know, we got to rebound and you know, finish it this year or coming up years. Well, that's a very good division. I think if you look at the AFC, if those things hold true and the young quarterbacks between that we have in the division between Luck and Watson and Mariota, I think it could be one of the better divisions in football, which necessarily hasn't been the case in the past year. So we got a lot of work cut out for us. Yeah. he's a good player. He's versatile, and you know, he can help you in the passing game and in the running game. So I can't off the top of my head, no. Well, it depends on where they come from. You know, I think that the schools that run a pro-style offense, you see a lot more of it versus the spread and some of the zone read stuff. You don't see them as much in pass pros. So it depends on the offense, really. You have to be patient with those guys in developing them. Yeah, well, we thought he could catch the ball pretty good, but he caught the ball extremely well. You know, I thought the fact that we thought he'd be a three-down back for us, I think there were some question marks of that from some people. But we felt like he could do it all coming out, and he proved that he could do it. So That's hard. So it's, you know, it's kind of a between college fullbacks, middle linebackers, blocking tight ends. It's been a challenge for us to find those guys. And sometimes you just have to find a guy and maybe convert their positions and develop them. Well, you have to have patience. You have to have patience and a defined role for them. I know for the first 4 years, we didn't even have a fullback. So depending on your offensive philosophy. But if you can get a guy that's willing to learn and develop, we have a guy or two that we're trying to do that with right now as backups, and then eventually that, you know, those guys could be the guy. Because they only play 20 to 22% of the time anyway, so. Sure. Well, it's funny because, yeah, they did a heck of a job, but you got to give a lot of credit to the players and what they've done and developed and the coaches for developing them. But, you know, a lot of hard work went in from our personnel staff and that, but this, it was probably more stressful going through this year than it was going through starting out 0-8 in some respects, because we knew we were building. And then when you get to that AFC Championship game, that opportunity doesn't come along that often, so you want to make the most of those. So I think it started in training camp. I think our players bought into Coach Marone and his coaching staff, Coach Coughlin coming in, and really helped us as an organization. And I think it started in training camp, and it was one of the more physically demanding training camps I've seen in my, you know, 20-some-odd years. Conditioning, Coach Marone really helped the conditioning, and the players bought in, and they worked their tails off, and I think it was reflective on the field.
Two more.
Yeah. Sure. Well, you know, when I first started, you know, the average player's age was 23, 24 coming in, and now it seems like we're evaluating guys that are 19 and 20 years old, and they're turning 21 after we draft them. So I think it's, you know, at that position, you know, there's some longevity there. I don't think that's a major issue for him. And from everything I understand about the kid, he's a great kid, and local Jacksonville kid too. I instructed my wife. I said, turn off all social media and don't talk to anybody until after the game. So it got us away from but family members were rooting for the Jags.
Being that West team against the Bills, you knew the drought that they went.
Sure.
It was.
And I've seen a bunch of the guys from Buffalo, and really happy for them to break that drought. And, you know, Coach McDermott and Brandon are great for that organization. I think they're going to have a lot of those years ahead of them, too.